Morning. I call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect, it is 9:02 a.m. on Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. Present in the room today are Representative Thompson, Representative Carpenter, Representative LeBon, Vice Chair Ortiz, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Josephson, and myself, Representative Merrick. This morning, we will consider House Bill 104, Motor Fuel Tax Vehicle Registration Fee by Representative Josephson and his staff, Nathaniel Grabman. The committee first heard this bill on Friday morning, May 7th. This is its second hearing. We only have 30 minutes this morning, so we'll take public testimony and see what time is left to continue. Looks like we have quite a few testifiers. We will have another opportunity for public testimony on this bill. With that, I remind testifiers that there is a 2-minute time limit, and we appreciate you being here. Let me open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? Seeing no one, we will go online. Our first testifier from Anchorage is Erica Jensen with American Council of Engineering Companies. Ms. Jensen, can you please state your name, affiliation, and begin your testimony?
Thank you. Through the chair, this is Erica Jensen, and I am from Anchorage, Alaska, and I am representing American Council of Engineering Companies, and I am actually testifying in support of David, who will give the full testimony for both our organizations. So I'd like to give my time to David Gamez for his testimony.
Thank you, Ms. Jensen. We appreciate you calling in. Next, from Valdez, Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council, Donna Shantz. Ms. Shantz, please state your name and affiliation and begin your 2-minute testimony.
Yes, thank you to the co-chairs and members of the committee. My name is Donna Shantz, and I'm testifying on behalf of the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council to voice strong support for Section 5 of House Bill 104. Reduced revenue has resulted in a chronic and continuing revenue shortfall for the Oil and Hazardous Substance Release Prevention and Response Fund, also known as the 470 or Oil Haz Fund. This revenue shortfall diminishes the ability of the state to prevent oil spills and hazardous substance releases to maintain an adequate level of readiness and the ability to respond rapidly should a spill occur. Section 5 of House Bill 104 includes an increase on the refined fuel surcharge from just under a penny per gallon to 1.5 cents per gallon. The revenue from this increase will go into the prevention account within the 470 fund and is necessary in order to close the revenue gap. The 470 fund was designed to be self-sustaining to ensure that the Spill Prevention and Response Division of the Department of Environmental Conservation, or SPAR, has adequate funds on hand to immediately respond to oil spills and maintain an effective prevention program without the need for annual general fund appropriations. This prevention account is one of two within the fund and provides most of the operational funding for the DEC SPAR division. The SPAR division has absorbed the elimination of 17 positions since 2015, and the governor's FY22 operating budget proposes cuts that would eliminate 5 more. The elimination of additional positions will result in increased workloads for the employees in many areas of responsibility, including a caseload of over 2,400 active contaminated sites. The division is beyond doing more with less and is now having to make difficult choices about how to do less with less and still meet its statutory responsibilities. It's believed that the uncertainty of SPAR's revenue coupled with the added workload is hindering the ability to solicit and retain qualified staff for SPAR positions. The state must be able to engage in oil spill and hazardous substance release prevention activities and robustly respond if pollution occurs, which is critical to protecting the environment, economy, and health and safety and welfare of Alaskans. The Council President Robert Archibald and I pointed out this connection in an opinion piece, which I recently shared with members of this committee.
Ma'am,
the Council recommends passage of House Bill 104, including the increase to the refined fuel surcharge that funds SPAR. This amount will be sufficient to close the revenue gap for the prevention account and enable the SPAR division to maintain adequate staff levels without the need to tap into unrestricted general fund.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for this opportunity to comment, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling in today. I see no questions. Next in Anchorage with the Alaska Professional Design Council is Will Webb. Mr. Webb, please state your name, affiliation, and begin your 2-minute testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Will Webb. I'm a civil engineer in Anchorage, and I'm here today representing the Alaska Professional Design Council. I believe our group has had an opportunity to meet with most, if not all, of the members of this committee, and I just wanted to reiterate our support for HB 104, as we see this as an excellent opportunity to help fund the operations, maintenance, and upkeep of our transportation system. And I'm here to answer any questions if there are.
Thank you very much. I see no questions from the committee. We appreciate your participation today. Next, from Fairbanks. Oh, looks like that person is offline. In Anchorage, Mark Lucan. Mr. Lucan, if you can state your name, affiliation, and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Mark Lucan. I'm a resident of Anchorage, Alaska. I've lived here for the last 13 years, and I'm here representing myself. Alaska's highway transportation system supports economic vitality for our state. Nearly every Alaskan at some point is dependent upon our highway system for access to goods and services. Our road system enables Alaskans to travel safely to and to work and back home every day. It's the system our children need to get to school. It supports doctor's visits, grocery, and other essential shopping. It delivers services to elderly Alaskans. It supports Alaska's tourist industry. It provides a vital link between our ports of entry and the North Slope oil fields, ensuring Alaska's oil reserves continue to flow through TAPS, generating the majority of our state revenue. Finally, the highway system connects freight and travelers to the lower 48 states through Canada. Alaska harnesses federal funding for 90% of our road system's capital improvements. Every year, over $500 million is invested in transportation infrastructure projects through the National Highway Performance Program. These projects improve safety, increase capacity, or rehabilitate and reconstruct roads and bridges. Hundreds of millions of dollars are invested every year to improve our system. And here's 2 points related to that. One, these federal funds may not be used to operate and maintain this important system. That responsibility falls on the state of Alaska. Two, proper maintenance extends the life of the highway system and supports the capital investments made on that system. It keeps costs down in the long run. Effective road maintenance requires regular routine upkeep rather than simply intervening when a major issue or failure occurs. The other 49 states fund highway operations and maintenance through user fees. This includes motor fuel tax, highway and bridge tolls, vehicle registration fees, and new tire fees as examples. Most Americans pay these fees understanding they help keep their roads safe, efficient, and properly maintained. They know it's a good investment. At 8 cents a gallon, Alaska's motor fuel tax, this user fee, is by far the lowest in the nation. You may have already heard this fee was raised to its current level in 1971, 50 years ago. But other fee or price has remained constant over the last 50 years. You've heard the cost to maintain the operate the Alaska highway system is roughly $130 million per year. Current state taxes for transportation generate approximately $40 million per year, meeting less than a third of the need. That means every year the commissioner of DOT and PF must justify to you the importance of investing the remaining cost from the general fund. HB 104 proposes to raise motor fuel tax a mere 8 cents. This modest increase will raise sufficient funds to support the total operations and maintenance needs, but it will help. To wrap up, I've sat in this committee room before, in the hot seat in the middle of the room, so I have some appreciation for the tough decisions you have to make. Despite what you may believe or have heard about me, I am a fiscal conservative. I understand bills like this are not popular. In the past, I would have pushed back against this bill, but because of my experience at Alaska DOT and PF, I also understand the role of government and the need to generate revenue from the users of our transportation system.
Mr. Lucan, can you
this
please wrap up?
This bill has the potential to make future decisions easier. The state has received some relief from federal COVID funds, but when this COVID money runs out, you're right back to where you were at the beginning of this session.
Sir, roads your 2 minutes has expired.
If roads are seniors, roads are fish and game. The amount of this tax won't fund the entire cost to maintain our system, but it helps. It is a contribution and will make your time at the committee table easier. Why not make a small change that will help move the needle, encouraging system users to share the responsibility to fund the system they depend on? Finally, I would conclude by recognizing Representative Josephson for having the fortitude to sponsor this bill during this session. Raising taxes is not easy, but preserving our critical infrastructure is. And until the Finance Committee comes up with another way to pay for that preservation, having users pay their way is the best we've got.
Great.
So thank you, Representative, for having the courage to buck the political winds and think about what we're going to leave our kids. Thank you, Madam Chair. That ends my testimony.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in. We have a question from Representative Foster.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Good to hear from you, former Commissioner Lucan. Thanks for calling in. You had mentioned, I think it, you said the yearly DOT maintenance budget's about $130 million per year, and then you said one-third of that is covered by, you had a couple statistics there. That was, well, the one-third, was that the gas tax, the current gas tax that we have in place, or what was that, if you could repeat that?
Yeah, so that is, yes, through the chair, Representative Foster, that is the kind of the total of the taxes that are collected, you know, that relate to the transportation system, you know, motor fuel tax, tire tax, other taxes like that, that ultimately go into the general fund that are transportation related. They amount to roughly $40 million.
Okay, thank you very much, and thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, Mr. Luke, and we appreciate your participation. And for the record, I'd like to state that at 9:04 a.m., we were joined by Representative Wool, and at 9:11 a.m., we were joined by Representative Johnson. Remind testifiers, there is a two-minute time limit as we are on a strict schedule today. So next up in Anchorage with the American Society of Civil Engineers is David Gammas. Mr. Gammas, if you could state your name, affiliation, and begin your two-minute testimony, please.
Sure. My name is David Gammas, and I am the past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers Alaska Section, and I'm testifying on behalf of ASC along with the support of the American Council of Engineering Companies in Alaska. And we are both member organizations of the Alaska Professional Design Council, which represents about 5,000 professionals in engineering, land surveying, architectural, and interior design across Alaska. All organizations support House Bill 104. The bill would double taxes on motor fuel and would additionally levy a special biennial registration fee for plug-in electric and hybrid vehicles. ASC recommends that adequate funding for planning, designing, operating, maintaining, and improving transportation systems be provided by a comprehensive program with sustainable revenue sources, which includes capturing user fees through increases in state motor fuel tax and vehicle registration fees. ASCE Alaska Section released the first report card on Alaska's infrastructure in 2017. The report highlights various aspects of 9 different infrastructure categories, including roads, bridges, airports, marine highways, and ports and harbors. Highlighted aspects of these infrastructure categories include condition, maintenance and operation, future needs, and funding. A common theme in the report is that although our transportation infrastructure is in generally fair condition, additional funding is needed to adequately maintain, operate, and develop our transportation infrastructure. Alaska's motor fuel tax at 8% is currently the lowest in the nation. It is unchanged since its adoption in 1970. Since 1970, vehicles have seen major gains in fuel efficiency and drive a significant amount more miles per gallon than they did 50 years ago. The increase in fuel efficiency has also led to an increase in wear and tear on our roads per gallon filled and battery charged. The user fees levied as part of HB 104 would help bridge a portion of this gap and capture revenue needed to fund transportation.
Thank you, Mr. Gammas.
We understand that the additional taxes collected from increases in motor fuel and special registration fees cannot be earmarked for a transportation fund. ASCE recommends that the legislature have adequate budgetary firewalls in place to prevent the diversion of revenues generated from HB 104 for non-transportation purposes.
Thank you, Mr. Gammas. We'll have to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Next in Anchorage, Marka Brooks. Ms. Brooks, if you could state your name, affiliation, and begin your two-minute testimony.
Good morning, committee members and chair. My name is Marka Brooks, Marka Ann Brooks. I am a civil engineer in private practice, and I've worked almost exclusively on transportation projects in my career in Alaska. And I am calling in support of House Bill 104. I think it's critically important that we continue or that we begin to pay our own way and to recognize where funds are needed for maintenance of our infrastructure. Infrastructure is critically important to Alaska for future development, access to resources, access to goods and services, and of course tourism access, which we're seeing a big pinch on because of COVID. But I believe that doubling the taxes is a start, and it's really important to begin to offset some of the costs that we're pulling out of our general fund for highway maintenance and increasing numbers. I don't want to repeat what my colleagues, former Commissioner Lucan and others have mentioned before, but one of the things that occurred to me during the testimony is a recognition that we're using a lot of federal funds for what I think people have called capital maintenance. We don't do a good job of maintenance because we're not funding it adequately, because we're not collecting some taxes to do so. So we come along with and use federal funding to reconstruct roads with great regularity in Alaska. And I think we could actually grow and expand our system if we were to collect more revenue by increasing the motor fuel tax.
Thank you, Ms. Brooks. And with
that, thank you very much for the opportunity to testify, and thank you for the foresight to bring this before the legislature.
Thank you, Ms. Brooks. We appreciate your participation. In Juneau next, with the Alaska Municipal League, is Nils Andreasen. If you could please state your name, affiliation, and begin your two-minute testimony.
Hi, for the record, this is Nils Andreasen. I'm the executive director of the Alaska Municipal League, whose mission is to strengthen local governments. We're calling in support of HB 104. Appreciate the bill sponsors moving this forward quickly. And hope for resolution this year. Infrastructure funding is continues to be a challenge for Alaska and for local governments, and we know that this additional revenue will be put to good use. I want to focus a little bit on our port and harbor needs, which haven't come up so much, but were referenced in the last discussion of by this committee. We know that there are $1.6 billion in projects planned for ports and harbors. There's an additional $350 million needed for port and harbor improvements, and none of that includes the Port of Alaska's needs of roughly $1 billion. We know that for harbor matching grants, the annual request is $14 million that in that program's history. About half of grants have been funded. A total of $398 million has been needed since 2007, and that this year there's a request for $14 million in matching funds. At the same time, the legislature committed to fully reimbursing the debt service on a number of port and harbor projects back in 2002, which isn't seen in this year's budget yet. These are HB 528 or TIDRA funds. The total debt still remaining is roughly $20 million, $17 million. So all that to say that needs are great when it comes to the ability to improve Alaska's ports and harbor infrastructure. I would express some concern about the refund provision that's in there. I don't know that I've seen good analysis as to whether that would increase activity in the sector. I understand it to have an interest in bringing down costs.
Thank you, Mr. Andreasen. Your 2 minutes has expired, so if you could wrap up.
I will. I would question whether it's regressive or progressive, whether it's applied to in-state or non-state commercial fish, and whether there are other ways to achieve lower costs for commercial fishing. And with that, I'll wrap up my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling. We're going to go to Fairbanks. Sarah LeFevre, can you state your name, affiliation, and please begin your two-minute testimony?
Good morning. This is Sarah LeFevre calling from Fairbanks, where I have lived for 38 years and have worked in the construction industry for 23 years. I'm calling in support of HB 104. I won't use my time to repeat the excellent points about how this increase is long overdue. It's almost embarrassing as a state to have left this unaddressed for so many years. The time is not just now to increase our motor fuel taxes. The time was many yesterdays ago. I also want to address some of the concerns that have been brought forward about the commutes that some Alaskans make and are therefore not supportive of the increased cost. Their very commute increases the need for more lanes, road maintenance, the ability to address crash statistics, and other cost factors. Here in Fairbanks, we are, by definition of being in the interior, a long way from most places. We pay additional costs on goods and services because of those distances. At the same time, part of that cost is not because of the fuel, but because of the cost of maintenance repairs due to the poor nature of many of the sections of Alaska's highways and byways. Anyone who has driven very far north has experienced the rough road surfaces of the Richardson and Parks Highway. And don't even get me started on the abhorrent condition of the Dalton Highway. Alaska needs to step up and increase its investment in itself and increase the motor fuel tax, an action that, as I said, is long overdue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you testifying today. With that, I see no more public testifiers. We do have two invited testimonies. So with that, I will close public testimony. And our first invited testifier will be Alicia Sierra, Executive Director of the Associated General Contractors. Welcome, Ms. Sierra. If you could please state your name, affiliation, and begin your two-minute testimony.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to testify today. My name is Alicia Sierra. I'm the Executive Director of the Associated General Contractors of Alaska. AGC is the largest construction trade association in the state, representing more than 600 Alaskan contractors, specialty contractors, suppliers, manufacturers, and businesses in Alaska. I'm calling to testify on their behalf to express our support for HB 104. Adjusting Alaska's motor fuel tax rates will take a meaningful and reasonable step toward our ability to fund the state's massive backlog of transportation infrastructure and maintenance needs, along with improving our state's general fiscal stability. Alaskan constituents depend on and deserve to drive on safe, well-maintained road systems. It's already been stated that Alaska has the lowest rates of motor fuel tax in the nation, and we have not kept up with inflation. Although we may see a large influx in federal funds soon, when it's gone, our infrastructure is still going to be in need of attention. Plan for it now, and please pass HB 104. We're in line with the Alaska Trucking Association and others in that agency feels strongly that the increased revenue raised from this tax be diverted to DOT for the funding of road and highway maintenance. This increase is good for our industry and good for Alaska. It will have a positive impact on businesses, community, the families we employ, and the safety of Alaskans who depend on the safe infrastructure we build and maintain. AGC has long supported a fuel tax increase, and we appreciate the leadership of Representative Josephson and previous bill sponsors and the opportunity to testify today in support of HB 104. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sierra. I see no questions. We sure appreciate you calling in today. Our final invited testimony is from Joe Michel, Executive Director of the Alaska Trucking Association. Mr. Michel, if you could place yourself on the record and begin your two-minute testimony, please.
Good morning. Thank you, Representative Merrick, for hearing this bill once again. May I ask the members if they have my one pager that was included with the packets?
Give us just a moment here.
Yes, we do.
I do believe we. I did.
Excellent. The Alaska Trucking Association fully endorses HB 104. The safety of our men and women that are driving the goods and services that Alaskans ask us to transport is crucial. Our main concern is addressing something that is just a few paragraphs down in statute from 43.40.10. A and B addresses the increase in tax, but Part G further down talks about what the motor fuel tax is actually going to be used for. Just to use the cheesy phrase, we would really appreciate if this fund would be used for clearing slush and not a slush fund for DOT. And it would just, we ask that House Finance address what the motor fuel tax would be used for. And if you, the statutes are already open, just use this opportunity to clean up exactly what the fund would be used for. And with that, I hope you guys have a great morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We hope you have a great morning as well. Representative Josephson.
Through the chair, Mr. Michel, we miss you here. Juno, I appreciate your support for the bill. My question is, does the Trucking Association, has it experienced the use of the current 8 cents a gallon in ways it finds unacceptable?
No. DOT has done a phenomenal job using the motor fuel tax fund specifically for road maintenance.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Michel. I see no further questions. And with that, we will set House Bill 104 aside and bring it up at a future hearing. I would like to reiterate that we will have another opportunity for public testimony as we had an abbreviated meeting this morning. So with that, it concludes our agenda for this morning, and at 9:28 a.m. we are adjourned.